Psychic Night on Ascension Goddess Radio with your hosts, psychic medium Elizabeth Harbin and psychic medium Carrie Glasser. And now here's your hosts, Elizabeth and Carrie.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Night. I am one of your hosts for tonight. I am psychic medium Elizabeth Harbin. And I am here with psychic medium Carrie Glaser. Carrie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you tonight?
Doing really, really well. We want to send out hopes and thoughts and prayers and wishes that everyone stays safe while we're in this safe mode. So we want everyone to stay safe and sound so that we can see around. And so I think maybe what we need to do, we do have a lot of callers tonight, so are you ready to jump in on this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. All right, hold on one second. Hello, caller 2574. You're on live with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, my name is Kimberly from Georgia. And
hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are y'all?
Really good. How are you doing in Georgia?
I'm well.
Okay,
I would just like some insight into my romantic life.
Okay. Understandably, it feels like it's on. I'm going to go ahead and jump in there, but it's okay. Sorry, Elizabeth.
No, you go right ahead.
Okay, I just feel like, and we're all feeling this right now, okay, but I feel like, you know, this is a good time to be on hold and to assess who you are and look at who you are and what you really want, okay? This comes up a lot for a lot of people, but, you know, everything that we've gone through the past few months and everything that we're about to go into in the future and, you know, how we're kind of topsy-turvy, and we've all had time to stop. This to me has been an opportunity to stop and take a breath and be like, okay, yeah, this kind of is a interesting situation for us all to be in. We're going to put it out there like that because it is, you know, it is a positive thing. You know, we can make a positive out of this negative, but for you, what I'm really feeling right now is if you've just ended a relationship like not too long ago.
No, I ended a relationship about 2 years ago.
Okay, but was it a long-term relationship?
It was an on and off, yes, long-term, yeah.
Okay, and in those 2 years, I know you say you ended it in those 2 years, but in those 2 years, have you guys had contact with each other?
Yes, we have. Well, after the 2 years, yes, but it's cordial.
Okay. Because I'm like, it's time to let that go. Let your past go so the future can come in. Because I do see someone healthy, positive, and right up your alley, what you're looking for, that has the same interest at hand, doesn't have all this baggage. Yes, he has baggage. Of course, we all do. And the older we get, the more baggage we have. But his baggage is cleaned out and nicely folded. Okay?
I like that.
I do too.
It feels really good. Elizabeth, how are you feeling on that? I liked the feeling of the fresh, clean linen and folded and put in that bag and mm-hmm. ready to travel.
Well, I find it very interesting, Kimberly, because Carrie and I are both still picking up what I would term to be the X. Anytime you have contact with an individual, even though it may be cordial, and it could be distant, and it could be once a month. When you reconnect with an individual, what's happening is you actually reconnect with their energy. And what Carrie and I do is we do like a little scan, and what we pick up is if you're asking about a relationship, we try and see what's around you or what's connected to you. And what both of us are seeing and what both of us are picking up is the fact that you are still connected to this individual because it does not end. You may be cordial to each other, but there's still an attachment of some sort between you and this individual from the heart. There's still a heart connection. And I agree with Terry. I feel like there is an individual. I love the metaphor as to, it's a great visual that this person comes with clean clothes. They're all nice, neat, they're folded. But the other thing about this is that this person that is going to be coming for you or coming to you is an individual with great respect for you as a woman, for you as a partner, for you as a person that they would want to spend the rest of their life with. So I'm going to go with Carrie on this. I think the shelter at home, staying safe, was really to get us to get rid of baggage. It was to allow us to recognize that we are worthy, we have value. You have worth, you have value, and you have an awful lot to give to a relationship, but you also have a lot to give as far as love, companionship. You're smart, you're intelligent. You are the prize, and don't ever settle for less than, because you are the prize. And if these individuals do not recognize that in you, then we say bye-bye.
Absolutely.
A good practice is I deserve. I deserve
right.
a man that. I deserve a man that
Absolutely.
Respects me. I deserve a man that loves me 100% and vice versa. Okay, so we're practicing that right now. Okay, and we're getting used to knowing I have this man in my life. He is right there. He's just waiting for me to come out and step forward and own who I am and to finally, like we were talking about, you know, let go of the past and let it be. Cordial or not, it's okay to walk on.
Right.
Okay.
And the other thing before we let you go, and again, thank you so much for calling in, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. And the card that I drew for tonight is the bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
When I draw the bouquet card, that means get ready for some wonderful surprises. Get ready for some personal love. Get ready for some new things to be coming in your space. But one thing that Carrie and I both agree on is this individual that's going to come into your world, let's say, this is a person who respects you as a human, as an individual, and as a partner. It will be on equal terms. But if this
Perfect.
Individual or anyone else comes into your world and they do not see you as the prize, again, I say, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Duly noted. Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You stay safe.
Right.
You take care and know that you have a prize. That is coming very soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. I love that. That was clear.
Me too. Okay.
Hello.
Caller 3197. You are live and on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hello, this is Bryn in New York City. And,
hi, Bryn.
Hi there. And I'd just like to see if it's okay to ask if I can get any messages from Spirit.
Certainly you can ask. Now, let me ask you something, Bryn. I'm going to ask you this because this happened to Carrie and I at the same time right before we went on the air. And it happens very infrequently, but it was a very powerful moment for both of us. And we all of a sudden had this wave of smoke come in. And usually, as a rule, when we smell smoke, that means there's a Native American connection in some form or fashion. Do you have that in your heritage, or are you aware of that?
Yes. I in my on my father's side, I think my father's mother's side, possibly. It's a great grandfather, Native American, and I think he's one of my guides actually too.
Okay, this is perfect. A guide for you. This is perfect, Carrie. Yeah. Can you believe this? This is incredible.
Head to toe goosebumps because we were both picking up the smoke at the same time.
Wow.
And we both knew it was not cigarette smoke, and we both knew that it was Native American. And so I have goosebumps from head to toe. Elizabeth, I know I can feel that you're connected, so I'm going to go ahead and pick up after you.
Well, there is definitely information that's going to be coming to you, whether, and it's kind of like it's going to be an interesting time for you, especially being in New York, because that is such a hot spot for so many energies that are coming through right now. And it's a confusing time, especially for people that are empaths. So this connection that you have to the Native American, what they're trying to let you know is you're being watched over, but that you have a tribe that is also watching over you. So I want you to be aware of the power that you actually possess, the power that you have, the power to create and manifest the perfect things that you need. But right now what I'm hearing is that you're coming into your own, that these wonderful beings are trying to let you know that, first of all, they're watching over you. Secondly, they're wanting you to make sure that you honor your heritage, which I don't see any reason why you wouldn't, but it's even more powerful now.
Okay.
Wow. Carrie, what do you have to throw? I'm almost stunned that this happened so fast. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I am getting, like, very clear is to stay on your path and stay your course.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that this time has really kind of flipped you upside down.
Yeah.
But it flipped you upside down. It flipped you upside down in a good way. I mean, it's flipped almost everyone upside down, but this has really gotten to you.
In their own way.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
But what Elizabeth was saying when she was talking to you earlier about protect yourself and stay in your power, I was getting that you are from a long line of healing energy. And so I was almost getting a sense of on a daily basis, I don't know, have you heard Reiki or done Reiki before?
Yeah, I do some healing work. I'm trained in Reiki.
Perfect.
I haven't done it for a while, but sometimes recently, since the lockdown actually, I've been doing some short periods of just sending healing, like to the earth, to the trees, to the animals, and kind of visualizing it and feeling a need to do that. And I also wanted to do more energy work, because I used to do foot reflexology a lot, and I still like doing it, but I'm kind of tired of it because I've been doing it for over 25 years.
So there's where you're going to be integrating the new. This change, this shift.
Hello?
Yeah, we're
Hello?
Here.
Oh, okay.
We're here. Carrie's actually dropped off, so we're going to see if she can come back. In the meantime, let me kind of finish what she was talking about. Again, we're wanting to let you know that the Native Americans are getting in touch with you, and the Reiki aspect is very important.
Okay.
And what the Native Americans are trying to do is to say, hey, we'll you continue on your path of healing, but will you also bring into the new, the actual Reiki info? And when Native Americans come in that fast, Brim, I mean, seriously, for Carrie and I both to get this, then obviously they're just letting you know whatever it is that you're doing, and you're doing it from a healing modality, just know that it's working, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So keep up the work. Call us next month. Let us know how it goes. Be sure and look for feathers, because that is one of the clearest signs that the Native Americans are actually around you. So just watch for that as well.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you both.
Well,
I guess she got disconnected there. Your partner got disconnected.
Well, I'm going to get her back here in just a second. I think I've got her now. All right.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back. Yeah, it for some reason I got knocked out.
Okay. Well, Bren, thanks again for calling. We really appreciate you. Thank you. And call us next month, will you?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I'm not quite sure what knocked you off, Carrie, but the phones have been acting a little bit weird lately.
It's all good. I've been having technical difficulties with computers, phones the past few days, so it happens.
Okay, well, we're getting a really odd sound. There we go. It's kind of stopped now. Okay, I think we're good now. All right, you ready to go on?
I am. You're clear. You're actually clear this time I went back.
Okay.
Maybe it was
well,
meant to happen. Who knows?
It was. All right. Here we go. We're going to go with the next one. I just cannot get over that. That was just so awesome. Oh, my God. Okay.
It was, and I was feeling that connection, so, but sometimes, you know, I just know you have it, so that was good.
Right. Caller number 6685, you are live and on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, hi, how are you? My name is Sharon,
really
also
well.
In New York City.
Hi, Sharon.
How are you guys?
Hi.
We're doing great.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
Awesome. You take care. You guys have really been just bashed really, really hard. And I just want you to know
I
that
know.
Carrie and I have been sending a lot of Reiki energy to you guys up there because, you know, if it hits New York and you guys fall, the rest of us fall because you guys can take hit after hit. So just know we're sitting here.
Yeah, we're practicing social distancing and masks and you know just going by the rules. And I think if you do that, you stay safe and just being a little disciplined and just making your home for now your gym and your, you know, whatever. Just you have to be creative in
Absolutely.
This environment.
That's true. And, you know, that's one of the amazing things about all of this is that Carrie and I are beginning to see how creative. Of these people are and what they're coming up with and how they're handling the situation. So good for you and staying safe. So how can we help you tonight?
Okay. I was just wondering if you see a relationship coming up for me in the near future or, well, maybe not now, but, you know.
Carrie, what are you getting?
I get you're ready. It's like, I'm ready. Let's do this. I've hung up the past. I've moved forward. I'm into this. I want to ask you this. Is there someone right before all of this stuff started happening, was there someone that you kind of had your eye on or kind of had, like, feelings for?
Well, not really. No one really special.
Okay. Because this person feels like he's already in your environment, like he's already around you.
So I know this person, or
that's the kind of feeling that I'm getting. I'm getting that he may not be somebody that you have like a real close relationship with, but he just feels like he's already somebody that's, you know, been in your path, that's been in your, you know, in your energy. You've maybe had a conversation with him even, but he feels like he's very close.
No.
Well, Sharon, this is Elizabeth, and I drew a card for you, and the card is the heart, and it is the part of the most passionate heart's desire. And I have to go along with Carrie. It feels like You know what, Carrie? This could be one of those situations where it's part of her soul group, and so
she recognizes
the energy of that individual, or will recognize the energy of the individual, maybe even before the other individual does. But it's as if this, when I get the heart card, which is supposed to be like your most passionate heart's desire, when I get that among all the other cards that I could have gotten, that's telling me that Carrie is really spot on. This is someone that you either are aware of, may not necessarily be the bright light on the radar, but it is definitely someone that is going to be of your soul group. And when that happens, it is part of your soul group. This is a relationship that is really going to be fantastic, because it's going to be connected through the heart. It's not going to be connected like through money or intelligence or, you know, that sort of thing. It is literally going to be from the heart.
And it's a knowing. It's just this person that you know. This person, you feel it's just almost like you've been together forever when you finally get that chance to be together. And I also drew two cards. I drew very soon. Okay, so what you've been asking for and looking for is right there. Okay, things are happening soon. And then I also got happy thoughts. So, you know, that's a reminder, you know, stay in that positivity, keeping your thoughts positive, and, you know, kind of staying, you know, in this energy that you've been in lately. It feels like your energy's been up. It's been, you know, it's been shifting. And it's been like, you know, I can't control anything, so just go with that flow.
Right, right. I think it's a pause. I think it's a reset. I just think it's, you know, it's just something that you have to, you know, out of something like this usually comes a higher good, you know, out of this kind of adversity. And there's been so much adversity, but it everything happens for a reason, and I believe that totally with all my heart.
One of the things that Carrie and I have talked about just recently is the fact that when we go through something like this, and obviously one of the things that we knew from 2020 is that we would be going through situations that none of us have ever gone through because of the time difference of so many different things. But the other thing is that we were learning through some classes and stuff that the Earth is resetting. And so as it resets, we reset and we discover what our priorities are. And in this particular case, for you, it's relationship, having a really good relationship, not just a simple one, but one that is literally connected to you from that important place, from the heart. So it's almost as if the universe says, if you'll just hold on and do what it is that you're doing and continue doing that, this is the gift at the end of this when it's over. This is what's going to come for you.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really good. Something worth waiting for, I'm sure. And, you know, I thank many blessings to you girls, and stay safe and just be as awesome as you are. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Give us a call next month. Let us know that you're okay. Let us know that things are going good. And hopefully you'll maybe even give us some news.
All right. No, that sounds great. Well, you stay safe, girls, okay? Be well.
You too.
You too.
You too.
Thank you so much. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
It doesn't get any clearer than that.
No, it really doesn't. That was just really one of those, wow.
I mean, you drawing the heart card and I drawing the very soon.
Yeah.
It
always blows me away when that happens. Okay, well, on to the next. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, caller 3737. You're live and on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, ladies. How are you? My name is
Janet.
I'm glad to hear that. My name is Janet, and I'm from North Carolina. I have a husband in spirit, and I've always had and still have a very strong connection to him. And I would like to know if we are twin flames and if he has a message for me.
Okay, now, did you say this was your son?
No, I said my husband.
Your husband. Do you have a son?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the son comes in first, as if the male figure that's crossed over watches the son. This is a person that is also a protector. Are you the one that wants to go to the beach?
Are you sure it wouldn't be a grandson?
Is there a grandson in this mix as well?
Are you sure you're not sensing a grandson?
Well, what I'm asking is, do you have a grandson here or in spirit?
No. I don't have any children or grandchildren in spirit, no.
Well, there's a son. There is a male figure here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You have a son who's living, correct?
Yes. I don't have any son that, you know, has passed or grandkids or anything.
Okay. Let me rephrase this. I have a son who is right in my face. So the energy I have is from a male figure.
Okay.
The person who has passed is watching over this son.
Okay.
So your husband has passed, but he's watching over this son.
Okay, the son that is not passed is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
So this individual that has crossed over, your husband, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He is also this son's guardian angel. So what this individual is trying to tell me is that they also watch over the son. Not only does he watch over you, but he also watches over the son. What kind of business is the son involved in? Is he in a dangerous situation at present or not, or what's going on with him? Because there's something.
Well, I actually have two sons. I have two sons.
Okay. Who's the one that's kind of in a dangerous position?
Both of them. They have a pretty, critical job. Yeah.
Job. Okay.
Okay. Well, one seems to be in more of a critical situation than the second one. But this husband, this individual that has crossed over, is watching over. Okay, that's why I thought it was a grandson. It's a grandson. It's two. It's two individuals. Okay. So this individual who's crossed over watches over both individuals, but one seems to be in more of a dangerous situation than the other one. Carrie, what are you getting on this? Because I know there's a guardian angel type situation, but that one son is really sticking out for me. That's going, this one's in danger, and the person who's passed is watching over.
I'm going to be very honest up front, is I was getting a lot of confusion over making sure that they are well protected and well taken care of. I'm getting more of the older son is the one that I have most concern for. Does that make sense?
It does to me, yeah.
Okay, like your older son is the one that's right there. He's like right in front of the danger, okay? And what your husband is telling me is, he said, I've got his back. I've got his back. It's okay. Breathe. Do you not have communication with your sons right now?
Yes, I do. I do have communication with them, but it is kind of
a little. Is it limited?
Is it what?
Is it limited? And it's kind of like they.
Right. Yes, it's limited since his passing. Yes.
Okay. because I keep getting the sense of, you know, if I can just hear from him once a day, if I can just have a sign. Okay. So then I get the sense of breathe. It's okay. Breathe. They're both in this bubble of white light and this protection and this, they're both doing what they love and need to be doing. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, are both boys kind of like they're okay? Because it is a little confusing because I have the one that is like right there in the middle of everything and go mm-hmm. and do and he's like almost in charge and I got this, we got this, we're there, and I feel like there's almost like a moment where it's going to be like okay, whew, we can breathe now, okay. And then I feel like the other son is almost like he feels like on the other side of the earth, maybe not the other side of the earth, but the other side of the map. Does that make sense?
Yes. The younger son is kind of a little bit confused right now. Yes, it does.
Okay. So he's the one that I want to hold him, and I want to pat his back, and I want to tell him, you're doing good. You got this. You're doing good. It's where the older son, he's the one that I'm worried about because he's the one that's right there in the middle of everything, okay? Mm-hmm. But the younger son is the one that I want to hold him and want to cradle him and I want to tell him, you know what, everything's okay. So the feeling that I'm getting is from your husband is I'm talking to him and I'm doing the best I can to calm him down. But is he a naturally anxious type of person anyway, your son? Your youngest
the older
son?
One? The youngest
no, your younger son,
son? Yes, he is. He can get cranked up real easy. Yeah.
Okay. So, because he's the one right now that when you get the chance to talk to him, just keep reminding him that he is doing the best he can and he's doing really, he just needs to be reminded he's doing well, that he's doing good. Your husband is like, just keep reminding him. Just keep telling him and just keep telling him, you know, I love you. I love you for a long time may not have been something that you guys would openly say, but right now those boys need to hear that. You need it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of my sons, we've always had a very close relationship. Both of them we have.
Okay. But it's that keep saying it, keep reminding them. Those little things, those words are what's getting them through. Do they not have contact with their families right now? Both of them have children. I'm sorry. I'm jumping because it's so fast. Your husband talked fast.
Yeah, both of them, they have, it's just been, I don't know, it's just been a whole lot of drama, you know, between them with different things, and they just kind of, no arguments or anything, but just kind of pulled away from each other, you know?
Right, okay. But with their careers and what they're going through right now, are they separated from their immediate families? Are they both married?
Yes, both of them. They have people in their lives. Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting
and
the sense
kids.
Of being pulled away from. Okay, so it's like I'm getting the sense of being pulled away from my family, like just.
Well, this
and that's
is
where
what I think
it gets confusing.
My youngest son has a significant other that is causing him to pull away from the family. That's what
okay.
happened.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh,
and that's causing
okay.
him a lot of confusion. I was going to say, Elizabeth, you're picking up on that because it just went whoop.
Well, it makes sense now because I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm just confused. And
yes.
it came right in the very beginning, I got confused. Because I'm seeing son
yes.
or grandson or there's men here. But the thing of it is that I'm confused. And if that's the case, then that belongs to the children. The one I also got, and I don't know where this is coming from, but I got the railroad. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but there's a railroad here. And I drew a card
I'm
for
seeing
you
that
because...
Elizabeth,
railroad?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but... I was seeing the railroad as well, but I was getting that more as a crossroads, like he's in a crossroads right now.
That's what I got.
Does that make sense?
That's the confusion.
What I got too.
That's
yes.
the confusion,
okay.
exactly. because it's like, which track do I get on? Where do I go? Can I get off this train? I feel like I'm on the fast track going into a really difficult period, because I feel like what Carrie was talking about, the idea that I feel like somebody's holding me back or somebody is pulling me back because I don't know. I'm not real comfortable with the choice of the significant other at this point.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm being pulled back or away from, and this is not that time. This is not the time to pull back from anyone, you know, really. But when I was thinking of your husband in this confusion, and I'm going here and back over there, I understand now what's happening is the confusion, but you had asked about your husband, so I drew a card for you. And the card that I drew, again, two in a row, is the heart. And that tells me that you two were, are, will continue to be soulmates. So, yes, you're absolutely right. So he is going to help. But, you know, Carrie and I talked about this often.
I just got chills go through me when you said that. I mean, I just felt that, you know.
Okay. So Carrie and I talk about this quite often. The only time that they will help is if you actually call their name and say, you know, Bill, help me, or however it is that you need to express that. But to be sure, and the main thing that you do for when you feel like somebody is pulling one of your individual connections away, you send that person love and light. You don't send them anger or, you know, oh, my God, you're pulling my family apart. You send them love and light because it will help all the way around. They won't feel the need to pull.
Okay. That is some good advice. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Carrie, did you have anything else?
I'm so sorry.
I just walked all over you. Do you have anything else?
I do, real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so is Elizabeth pulled the heart card for the second time tonight, and how significant that is, I pulled the very soon card. Okay? And for me, that this is the second time tonight that we pulled the very soon card. So that means that everything that you're going through right now, the changes, the shifts with your son, the misunderstandings that are going on, the confusion that he's going through, I feel like very soon that this is going to start to be where he steps into his own and says, okay, this is what I want, this is what I need, and you start seeing that shift back in him, okay? So all those things will, you know, start coming to a close very soon. And there's some other things that you've been wanting and putting out there as well. So I feel like those are very soon will be coming to a close or, you know, to a place of peace, if you will.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I really, really do appreciate it so very much.
Well, thank you.
You, Janet. You just take care and
have
stay
safe. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
God bless y'all. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You too, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Wow, that explained a lot, that confusion. Sometimes when someone is so passionate, that confusion just like, it's like a door that opens and it goes boom.
Boom, and it hits you. And, you know, and then
your
brain goes all over the place and you feel like you're spinning. And sometimes it just takes someone just to say, I love you. And it shifts you back in. Yeah.
Right. And that just calms that person down. I mean,
calms
literally.
It down.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. We're on to the next. Here we go. Caller 6949, you are live and on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Yes. I just want to know if you're able to connect with my mother or my father.
I'm sorry. Before you said, can you connect with my mother and my father, I felt the urge to giggle. And I was like, okay, what is that all about? This man that is here, did your father have a very, like, good sense of humor and find humor in just about everything?
Oh,
even in the hard times?
He was a practical joker. Yeah.
Practical joker, that's it. That's it. Because I saw the Joker. I actually saw the Joker. Like from Batman, I saw the Joker.
But I want to just run up to him and hug him and like I know him. He reminds me very much of my dad. My dad was very much the anchor, the funny man, the one that, you know, he could hug a stranger. He was that kind of a person. Not necessarily with, you know, an actual hug, but he could hug his, with his personality and just by talking to a stranger. Does that make sense?
Yes. We could go anywhere in the United States and he'd run into somebody he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he didn't know him, he just met him and they became his best friend.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, and to where, say that again, Elizabeth?
Instantaneously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As to where your mother was a little more.
In the mall, and we'd leave him behind. He would just sit there in the mall, people watch, and start up conversation with people. He was very outgoing and made friends and chatted with strangers all the time. He loved doing that.
He was very approachable. He had that kind of energy where he was extremely approachable. And people loved and were attracted to his energy as well.
Yeah. Sounds like my dad.
Really nice
guy.
Like I
was saying, I just wanted to say,
really nice guy. The reason I found this to be so extraordinary was because the first thing he showed me was devil horns and then the Joker. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, do I tell her that I see devil horns and the Joker? Oh, my God, do I say that?
Carrie was talking
about the practical Joker. Well, it was like, well, you know, just kidding. I didn't go there. Actually, I went to heaven, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now, Carrie, I don't know if you get this or not, and I'm just gonna throw this out there to you as well.
Okay.
I just have a real soft spot for him in my heart. I just have a really soft spot for him in my heart. But Mom is a little. I find her a little bit difficult to read. Are you getting anything on her mom?
I was getting more of a kept to myself energy, more of the one that kind of, because Dad was so out there, Mom was more of, I have to get to know you first, I have to get to trust you. She was the one that assessed the situation and assessed the people.
Yeah, she was. I was very close to my mom, too.
Yeah. Very, very, they were almost, I don't want to say opposites, because they're not. Their personalities go together very well.
Yeah.
But with her, it was more of, I stay in my world. I assess people from my area, and when I'm ready to get to know you, I will approach you. But she's the one that has the wisdom. She's the one that if you want to talk to her about a problem that is going on in your life, she's the one that is right there to hear you. Very opinionated. And if you don't take her opinion, she'll let you know. You know, if what she said, if you don't follow what she said to do and it comes back and it bites you in the butt, she doesn't necessarily say, I told you so, but she will smile and say, didn't I say to do that?
Yeah, well, my mom and I were pretty close. My dad was,
he was just out there. I mean, seriously.
He was,
That's what's coming across is he was out there. You know, the interesting thing about your mom is that woman is still shopping. I just want you to know she is still shopping. She is going places. She's doing things. And she just basically told him to just sit down, I'm going shopping. So he is actually communing with all the spirits and talking to people and what do you do about this, and how is this done, and those kinds of things. But on a serious note, not to get too deep with this, but I do want you to know, I mean, I'm aware that Mother's Day is coming up, and I've lost my mom as well, so sometimes it can be rather a difficult moment in time. But I do want you to know one thing, that I want you to just be aware of looking for either feathers or cardinals or robins or whatever kind of bird. If you are out and about and you see these wonderful creatures, I just want you to know that is your mom.
And you know, it's funny you should say that because she loved red cardinals.
Okay, well, that's
you always comment about
that
them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I love that.
So just know that she is going to do that. And I get a rose from her going to you. So when's your birthday?
Oh, it's not until October.
Okay. Well, here's an early birthday present from her to you.
I do have one thing that I do want to put out there because I usually don't flip cards, but tonight I was very led to get my deck of cards, and I know Elizabeth has hers tonight. But I had flipped over the forgiveness card. And so I was like, you know what, I do want to put that out there for you, okay, is I was feeling very led to tell you to forgive yourself, and it's time to let go. Does that make sense?
Well, I've made some mistakes, you know, judgments and error, but yeah.
You are your biggest critic.
I am.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself, cut the cord, and let go. Everything is okay. Move on. You're in a good space right now, and it's time just to forgive and let go.
Yes. Yeah,
and
that's
you
true.
You do have two of the most unique individuals watching over you as well. So if you get into a situation, the mom seems to be a lot more logical sometimes in this, but because I know because of what you said that you two were extremely close, mom comes in, but she's very serious. I mean, she has it's a purposefulness kind of connection. It's like, we're not BSing here. This is serious. You're talking about my daughter here. And I know she needs help from time to time. And so just know that she hears everything you say. She hears everything that you're asking for. So if you're in a situation and say, okay, all you did was make choices, whether bad or good. There's no right or wrong here. You simply made a choice. She's letting you know.
Listen to your feelings.
You, but yeah, listen to that because she's going to help you with it.
Okay, good. Well,
listen to
you
your true
so
feelings.
Yeah, thank you.
Laura, thank
that.
You so very much for sharing your parents with us. We always find that to be just extraordinary when these people want to allow us the opportunity to experience them. So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for connecting with them. You really got it spot on, so thank you very much.
You are most welcome.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good night.
That dad, I'm telling you, that scared me. It really did because I see it, devil horns. I mean, the fake ones, you know, that like on a string of some sort on his head. And then it's like I see the Joker. And I'm serious.
I saw
Gary,
it too,
I'm
and
thinking,
I was like, yeah, whatever.
Oh my God, how do I say that to her? Oh my God, I see the devil and I see this Joker, and yes, but they're fake. It's not real.
Yeah, I got it right away. I was like, okay, you're funny. You're good. But in a loving, caring way, I get it.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that you were, you wanted to laugh because I'm thinking, here you are, you're wanting to laugh, and I'm going, oh, my God, what did you say?
I think it was because you did connect to him first, and he was laughing because of the energy that you had. And I think that's what I was picking up on because immediately it was like, okay, you're going to be fun.
We might as well just go ahead and buckle down because this is going to be a ride.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to our next one. Thank you so much. I wish I had asked his name because it was like, thank you so much. You know, that was good. Okay, hold on. Hello, caller 8224. You are live and on the air with Gary and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi. Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I was just wondering I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of, well, I kind of have this theory that if I fix my health or get my health properly, you know, so that I'm not suffering from health issues anymore, then my love life and my career and my love life will fall in order. So I'm just wondering if you can pick up anything about
okay, well,
that.
This is Carrie. So, and right in before, right as we picked up the phone, I was like, you know what, go ahead and I pulled some cards tonight. And so right off the bat, I got, listen to your true feelings. Okay. And I know we got that with the last caller, but I've shuffled my cards really well and moved them around. So for that to come up again, that is actually really in your face right now, because it's telling you, listen to yourself. And then the next card was believe in yourself. And then the card after that was, it's okay to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this little story that's going on right now, and it's the universe reminding you to listen to yourself, listen to your body, okay? I'm guilty of that. I know if I eat certain things, my body is going to be screaming and in pain, okay? So I'm going to put this out there for you, and then I'm going to let Elizabeth grab it. Trust your self. Trust your gut and trust your feelings. You are so on your path and so right there, you know, and to have those three cards come up, bang, 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 I'll repeat them for you even. Listen to your true feelings, believe in yourself, and it's okay to be different.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Elizabeth, how are you?
Let me throw a couple of things out for you, Christine. I just see you as so creative. It almost makes my head hurt. You're so creative. Whether you see it or not, I see you as creative. Whatever it is that you do, there's such value to your work. But I also know that you're absolutely spot on. That you know your body better than any doctor, any nurse, any whatever. You know your body. You know what it is that you need to do. And what I'm getting, especially from, there's somebody over in spirit that's watching over you, and it feels like a female. So there's a female here that is just kind of throwing stuff at me that you have the ability to heal this, or you have your belief system is enough to where you're absolutely spot on once this gets corrected or gets repaired or however it is that you're working the program, then the job and career and so forth. What I'm getting in first is the health comes first and then the job. So it's like health comes first, job is second, and then the relationship shows up. And by the time the relationship shows up, you are so comfortable with your health, with your job and career, that you will have time for the relationship. So what's going to happen is you're going to be really, really busy until you can get this under control. Now, what I'm also hearing very loudly is that this will be under control. The health issue will be under control. And let me ask you, what is it with the diet that you're doing? I've got diet right in front of me. It's like food, diet, working the program. So what exactly are you doing?
Well, I want to be vegan, and I haven't gone all the way yet, so that's my goal by the end, by this year. Mm-hmm. I've been struggling, so that is my goal, though, to become fully vegan by the end of the year, before the end of the year.
Got it. Okay. So that's your program. That's what they gave me. It's all about diet. So that's the first, that is like so important, because you going through the process, what you're doing is you're allowing your body to take time to get used to the new functions. It's allowing your body to detox. You're allowing your body to reset itself. By the end of the year, no one's going to really know who you are, because you are going to be so completely different on the inside. And that's also going to help you create your creativity. Now, let me ask you, Carrie, what are you getting on the job? What are you getting with the job thing?
I'm getting with the job, like you said, put yourself first right now. The detox, the body, and, you know, where you're at right now is okay. That's where you're supposed to be, and it feels okay. But I like where Elizabeth was going, and it kind of, you know, reiterates the change that you're going to be going through, because you're doing this step, and I want to remind you to stay step by step, because there's a part of you that wants to skip ahead and just get there and do it. That's not worked for you in the past, and it's not going to work. It's definitely not going to work if you do it this time. So, you know, it is that one step at a time. And, you know, it's going back to the cards that you got earlier, the listen to your true feelings. You know, not only are you going to be changing from the inside, you're going to be changing from the outside. And that detoxing is also meaning that you're going to be shedding people. Okay. And you're going to be shedding, you know, things that just no longer suit you. So the space that you're in now with that job, you have a job right now, correct?
Well, I kind of work for myself, so I don't technically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's where I was getting a little bit of the confusion was, is because I feel that growth there as well. As you're taking your steps to clear your body, you're taking the steps in your career and your health, and everything is just comes into the flow. But that's meaning you got to believe in yourself, and you got to be okay with doing things differently. And people, you know, not everybody understands certain diets, you know, and so you get this flashback. But that's where that creativeness and that staying true to you is there, and believing in yourself, because I'm with Elizabeth on this. I really feel like you've got it this time. And by the end of the year, you've made that big shift in those changes. And life is just yay. That's the only word that is really coming to me. It's like I've worked really hard for this, inside, outside, upside down. And, you know, this is my third time around, fourth time around maybe, you know. But, that really feels fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, the card that I pulled for you is, and it's just remarkable, it's the sun. And every time I get the card, the sun, it means great success. And everything that the light shines down on is great success. So the light shines down on you. The light shines down on your diet. It shines down on the creativity. And the other thing that I'm beginning to learn is that once you start changing your diet, and things start happening, it will be amazing at the creativity that starts really just kind of pouring through, because your body's not using all of that energy to process unprocessed foods, processed foods, things that probably we shouldn't be putting into our bodies, those kinds of things. And it's taking up a lot of time trying to work the body's chemicals and doing what it needs to. So let me go back and ask again. Do you have a female that's in spirit, someone that was a friend of yours or somebody you worked with or something along those lines?
The only person I can think of is my grandmother.
Okay. Did she help support you?
Not really. She was a good grandmother, but she wasn't really, you know, wasn't the most supportive or most present all the time.
Okay.
Because she had her own issues that she dealt with.
Got it. Okay. Well, now's the opportunity to give her the opportunity to help you as well. So if you do get into a situation that you feel like you need a little added boost from someone that's over on the other side, call on her and allow her to do this for you, because this feels like a gift that she wants to give you, especially since she could not support you in real life. What I've discovered, and Carrie has as well, through her dad and through my mom, they can open up doors that we thought were closed, or they can unblock situations that we thought were permanent. And these individuals over on the other side can actually do that for you. So allow her to help you to make this happen, but you do have to ask them. You have to call them by name and say, you know, come help.
Mm-hmm.
And give her
okay.
the opportunity to do
will.
So, okay? Right.
Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
You just continue doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, okay? Just know that you're doing an outstanding job, and you just keep with us, and then you call us back and let us know how things are going,
thank
okay?
You. Thank you so much. God
thank
bless
you, so
you
much.
Both.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Have a good night.
You know, her grandmother is really an interesting individual, because what I really got from her was the fact that she really felt like she wanted to do something for her, but she didn't know what to do.
Yes. And this is the opportunity to say, let me help you. I know I wasn't there in living, but let me do this now. Let me be there.
Yeah. And I really feel like that's really what she wants to do, is to really throw it out there, like, let me help you.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
And I like how you expressed to her to remember to talk to her and to ask. That is the one thing that we sometimes forget, is all we have to do is ask. And they're right there to help us.
Yeah.
Especially when we're spinning. Sometimes
they're not going to just do anything. You know, they're not going to always do something because you don't ask. And they don't want to interfere with your, you know, what was it, the wonderful person we had, she said she made some bad choices. Well, she just made choices. But sometimes if we've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
It's better maybe to ask.
Yeah.
And let her help. Yeah. Okay, then we're all going on to the next one. You ready? Here we go.
Sounds good.
Caller 0516, you're live and on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, is it me?
Yes,
it's you.
Great, thank you.
It really is. It's really you.
Thank you. Wow, I'm alive.
Welcome.
Yay.
Yes.
I guess my name is Yvette, and I would love to see what the angels, the creator, has a message for me. Is that okay?
Sure. You can always ask.
Great. Thank you.
Wow. You know, one of the first things that I saw for her, Carrie, was a cross, like a bright spiritual cross. Like
love heals all fear.
Yeah.
Like a love heals all fear feeling.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Like a what?
Love
heals all fear.
Okay.
Love. Okay. So let me ask you something, Yvette. What is your profession? Because I've got info from, you know, some of the things that we talk about on the air, a lot of people get and some people don't. And one of the things that I get from you is that there is a connection to spirit, that you are connected to spirit. I don't think you always hear it. I don't think you always listen. But I do believe, without a doubt, that you are connected to spirit. So let me just give you a couple of things that I'm getting right quick. The first thing is that you are connected to the Archangel Michael. And the reason I know you're connected to the Archangel Michael is because I see blue. And when I see blue, that tells me you're connected to that particular Archangel. So at some time in your life, whether during birth or something along those lines, he did an intervention for you, so you have a purpose to be on this planet. There is something for you to do. The second thing is that I get the healer, and that would be Raphael. And so when I see Raphael, I see green, so that's healing. So it's telling me that your life here on Earth is purposeful. you have things to do. One of the things that you're really going to have to work on, and this is the perfect opportunity to do so, is to work on that intuition of yours so that you can develop your skills, your talents, your gifts. But I do go back and say sometimes I think you doubt yourself that you're actually getting the message or you're actually getting the info. But let me tell you, really and truly, you are.
Thank you.
Carrie, what do you get? Because I just see the Jesus code. When I see Jesus code, that just tells me this individual is connected to,
connected.
It's hotline. Hotline to spirit here. Jeez.
I'm just going to say, we can sit back and let her take over tonight, Elizabeth.
Seriously, because I think she could tell us the thing or two, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know,
I mean, seriously,
you know,
she's laughing. And we're serious. Yes, you could tell us a thing or two of that. You could.
There are a few things in your life that I just want to say, you know, hello, goodbye. You know,
okay.
Letting go of that. It's just stuff. You're just holding on to stuff. Okay, it's time
stuff.
To purge it,
yes.
Let it go, move on.
Mm-hmm.
When we do this, all of that stuff that Elizabeth is talking about, which I'm right there with her. I was like, everything that came out of her mouth, my head is shaking forward furiously. Yes, yes, yes. When we start to let go of things and purge it and get them out of our life, it clears our vessel. And we're able to hear things so much more clearly because we don't have all that stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just relax, sit back. You know, everything's okay. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Soak
Thank
it
you,
in.
Thank you, ladies. You're pretty accurate. Yeah, I don't want to disclose too much, but you guys are amazing.
Well, let me ask you something. Well, first of all, we appreciate that. But secondly, let me ask you, are you a minister?
You know, I'm not, but... there's a lot of things coming through for me right now, and I'm getting chills. yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming through.
Okay. Well, just know that we see you as a minister. Now, it doesn't have to be like in a church or a pulpit or something along those
mm-hmm.
lines, but we see you as a minister. And when we see
uh-huh.
you as a minister, that means you have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And the powers that be over on the other side say, yeah, she really does have stuff. Okay, now there's this male figure that's walked in. So I have this male
okay.
presence. Do you have a father figure of some sort or a person that you were close to as a male crossover?
My father passed away and my brother passed away. So,
Okay, it's dad. This is a father
okay.
figure. Father.
Okay.
Okay, so... And it kind of confused me because I thought he was a technical father, as in religious aspects. That's kind of like how he came across as a father. So whatever his system was or belief system was here on earth, there is a connection to him through spirit and also a connection to the higher realms. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
a major connection there. Your brother...
Okay.
is also in spirit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is the connection between him and a motorcycle?
Oh, my God. He had a motorcycle.
Well, then that's him. He's just letting me
oh.
know that was him. He's letting you know. You know what? That,
okay.
She's right. It's me. I'm on the. I got. I'm still
yeah.
riding that motorcycle. So just know that your father's watching over you. But I want you to know that brother of yours, that is the craziest kid I have ever experienced. this is a wild child. But he is on this motorcycle, and he is just doing all kinds of stuff. But there is this serious side of him as well, but he wants you to know, yes, he is watching over you too, okay?
Excellent. Wow.
There's a lot of love there. And I know that. Because I got the sense of, I don't know, I just need to know that my brother loved me, you know, that we did have
mm-hmm.
that connection, that we did. Because I do feel like, you know, you guys are so much alike that you're very different. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of love there, and he's got your back. Like Elizabeth was saying, he is right there. He's got your back. He's kind of, your dad is right there too, but your brother's kind of the one that is pushing you to get out there and do it and taste life.
Mhm. Wow, thank you. You said it perfectly. That's really exciting.
And I
wow.
really
I don't
like
even know what to say.
Kid. I like this kid a lot. I really, really
yeah.
do. I am so sorry it turned out that he had to go first, but I do understand it was his lesson. But I do understand this, that when that does happen sometimes, they do become our protectors and they do become our guardian angels. And so
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's their mission too. You know, it isn't just
mm-hmm.
always to be here on earth. But the
oh, yeah.
idea that I, we see you as a minister, whether it be gospel, whatever, you have something to say. There's a book that you're going to be writing. Carrie, do you get one or two?
I was getting two, but there may be a
two
third
books.
One that kind of goes with the third. Like there's a
it's
there's
like
a part one and a part two. Yeah,
okay.
that, yeah,
it's
that,
like
thank
a
you, that's where it gets.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there will actually be three, but it will be the one and two.
Right. See that you've got work to do.
It's a parent.
You really do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it will be.
Well,
let's draw a card. Carrie, draw a card. Let's see what we get. Oh my God. It is you. Oh
I got
God,
light.
It's the cross. I got the cross. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
So you got the cross and I got light.
Wow.
Jeepers. Oh my gosh, that gave me chills. And I'm sitting here. Holy.
Oh my God.
Ow. Jeepers. Gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Well, see that?
Yeah.
Honey, you
yes.
got stuff to do. You are going to be busy.
Okay.
And then, once you get published, you're going to have to send us a couple of books. You're going to have to do that and then autograph it. Let us know.
Wow.
So
well,
Elizabeth got the cross. I don't know if you heard what my card was, but Elizabeth
light.
Got the cross, but to read,
uh-huh.
yes, light, and it's see the light within yourself and everyone else.
Mm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Yvette. We're going to let
blown.
You go.
Well, I appreciate it, ladies. It's one of the
you.
Best readings. Thank you so much.
Well, thank
you. Thank
you. Yvette, take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Stay safe.
Much love to you both. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow. That was just, every once in a while, something comes through where you just go, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That just happened.
Wow. Yeah. It just astounds me. Okay, we're on to the next one. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, the reason I keep telling Carrie, hold on just a second, is because we are not in the same room with each other. She's at her house. I'm at my house. We are practicing, what is it, safe distancing?
Social distancing?
Social distancing. There we go. Okay. So she can't see what I'm actually doing, on the switchboard. Not that you really care to know that, but I just thought I'd throw that out there for you. I think that that girl's dad is still here, that Joker person, because it just feels like he's just trying to mess with me. this like, oh my gosh, you gotta stop that. Okay. Well,
he really liked you. He really liked that he got you.
I liked him. Okay, caller 1042. You are live and on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the show, and thank you so much for doing it during this time. I feel we all need it a little bit more. So thank you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. My question is, I have somebody that I'm talking with, a man, his initials are LM, and I was just wondering if you see something developing there with him. Is it friendship or romantic?
Hmm. Carrie, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I am going to put this out there. I did get a little confusion, but I think that's where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, where is my heart? Thank you. When I sometimes get confusion, it's more of that sitting and asking yourself, are you ready for this? You've been asking, you've been putting this out there, and now it's right in front of you, but then you're questioning every step in the relationship and every step of the way, and, you know, you're having these conversations or whatever that is for you, and then you're questioning everything right after that. So be willing to ask yourself, why am I questioning it? What am I not letting go of maybe? What am I looking for? Okay? Because this feels like this could be a really solid relationship, but at the same time, you're still questioning everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
well, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Alyssa.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Oh. So, I flipped a card. And that the card that flipped over was Love Heals All Fear. Okay? And what I get behind that for you is that you have a lot of fear going into a new relationship and being totally open and being totally vulnerable, okay? You are in a safe place in your life. You've done all these things. I don't feel like this guy is going to be like the rest, like the other one, okay? So it is safe to let go and go forward and trust yourself. This isn't about anything else really other than trusting yourself and knowing that everything is okay. This is not the same relationship that you had before. This is someone totally new.
Right.
It's okay to let go. It's okay to jump in and say yes. Because he's actually, when you're questioning yourself, this man is actually the person that you've been asking for. He is everything that you've been looking for. And so that can be a little scary because it's like, oh, wait a minute. This guy doesn't have all that baggage. What do I do? Okay. So the universe is telling you, honey, hey, breathe. It's okay. You don't have to question everything. We've got your back here, okay? You know, you're being forthright. You're being honest. It feels like he's being forthright and honest with what his past has been, you know? So it feels like you have that good communication there, and that may be where, you know, you're getting a little nervous as well. He's actually communicating with me. I'm not used to these things. I'm not used to this healthy stuff. So that's where you start getting the mind spins and the questioning, okay? So a little thing here is plant your feet on the ground. You know, ground yourself, ask yourself these questions. Why am I questioning it? Where is this at? What is coming up? And why am I feeling like, okay? And then eventually you start calming down because it's like, oh, wait a second. You start easing up and saying, okay, no, this is good. This is what I wanted. This is what I've been asking for. And then it starts feeling healthier, and it starts feeling like, okay, yeah, I'm good here, because you're not so stuck in that, is he going to hurt me like the other guy did? Elizabeth, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, caller, let me ask you this. Have you been in a relationship that you got hurt really, really bad?
Yes, and this is the strange part. He looks so much like that person. It's like borderline scary. Like if I showed you pictures of both of them, you couldn't distinguish who was who.
Okay.
Wow.
Then that,
it's really,
that is absolutely spot on, because I can't, I'm sitting here and I'm asking Spirit, help me with this. And what I see are twins, like, you know, twins. And I'm going, I don't know what that means. So I'm listening to Carrie talk about some things, and it just was like, this is almost like a repeat, but it's not. The look is very striking between the two. But I also, every time I look at him, sometimes I feel scared or nervous or afraid that it's real because I was hurt so badly by the previous relationship. And so what I would do is exactly what Carrie's talking about. And one of the things is, obviously, listen to your intuition. You know, if it tells you it's wrong, then don't do it. If it tells it, you know, right, watch it and pay attention. But in this particular case, what I'm getting from Spirit is that the first one was a mistake. This one is not. What the universe is trying to do is to show you that part of you that got so hurt, I mean brutal, it was awful. That the universe is giving you the opportunity to heal that. And so, yeah, I can see that fear, and yeah, I feel that scaredness, and yeah, I totally get this, like, oh my God, it's a repeat, but it really is not. And I would go exactly with what Carrie was talking about. This just feels right, but I have to get over this fear of the look. It's that look. He looks at you every once in a while, and you see that other person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just freaky. That is just freaky. There's no other word for it. It's just freaky. So what we're getting from Spirit, or what Spirit is trying to tell us, is to let you know that we understand your fear, and we see it. What Carrie also sees is there is a resolution to this. And if you will just hang in there, hold on to this, if you allow that fear to come up and go, you know what, this is not the same, try and work at it from that point and perspective, because you certainly don't want to ruin a relationship because you had such a horrible experience from before.
Right.
So this is not a bad guy. At all.
No, he has a very big heart.
A very good looking, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Yes, he is. And you know what I like
and
about him?
Smart.
What I really like about him? I like his eyes.
Yes, very soft.
And I like his hands. He has nice hands. He has very nice hands. I like his hands. He has nice eyes and really nice hands.
So as you start releasing and getting more into this relationship, you will start seeing more of his individualism, like what we're seeing. And that's why, Elizabeth, I feel like it's explaining so much about what she really sees about him. And what we really feel about him and how different he is and how healthy he is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Seriously. Trust in yourself. That's the main thing. Trust in yourself.
Wow. I'm blown away. Wow. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The main thing to do is what Carrie said, breathe, because that is so important. It truly will help you get clarity on it. And I'm going to ask you the same question. I've got a male figure that's over on the other side that is trying to get in touch with me. Have you had a recent male figure death of some sort?
Yes. Yes, a recent one, yes. My dad passed a while ago, but a recent one also, yes.
Yeah, this is like just really, really close, I mean, in time.
2 weeks
this
ago.
This feels like that person. Well, this person's watching over you, and it feels like a drive-by. They're just like they come by to go, hi, I'm okay, just letting you know, I'm watching over you. It's like a drive-in, and I'm gone. But this individual is also giving me like a thumbs up. So it's like to tell you this individual is giving you a thumbs up as well. And this individual is also watching over you. And it isn't that your dad isn't. It's just this is more in my face. This person's like in my face here. So just know this person's okay. This person's staying blessed. But this person is also letting you know that you made a big difference in their life. I'm not sure what you did, but you made a big impression on this guy. You made a, there's a lot of love there. I just want you to know. I just have to let you know that this person is telling me to tell you thank you.
I wanted to have there was an event that I wanted to invite him to, and it didn't happen. It has to do with my career, and I really hope, like, one day it does happen that he can see it from where he is.
Oh, he will be there front row.
Absolutely. No question about it. The only thing that I would do, like Carrie is thinking, I don't know why I said that. I'm just, okay, I'm going to go with it, is set him up a drink. Set him up a drink.
Yeah.
When you start to do your stuff, set him up a drink, because it's like, okay, now you know what? We're honoring you, and here's your drink. And you're not even going to have to pay for it. I mean, he's getting a free drink.
Yes. yeah. Very sweet man. Yeah.
Very sweet. And it's still, he is a comfort. I mean, he is just a comfort. He is a gentle soul, very gentle soul. So just know that he's okay, okay? And he loves you a lot. And just thank you for everything you did, and thank you for what you were thinking. And he just apparently thinks you are the stuff. So just know that, okay?
Thank you. Wow.
You are very welcome. Wow. Okay, then. Have a great evening, and thank you so very much for sharing your family with us, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you ladies. Thank you so much again for all that you're doing. Much love and respect. And, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you
both. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You too.
Love
thank
you.
You.
Well, Carrie, my friend, you're not going to believe this, but we have 3 minutes left, and we just don't have enough time to answer any other callers.
Oh, wow.
So please forgive us. We've run out of time, and what's going to happen is the setting is just going to shut us off, is what it's going to do. It's just going to shut us off, and I would prefer not to have that happen. So, Carrie, let everybody know how to get in touch with you.
I can be reached at 469-734-5259, and like Elizabeth, the best way to reach me is through text, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, we will be on again next month, so please call and let us know what your questions are. And to get in touch with me, you can call me at 214-454-0072, and the best way to get in touch with me is through text. So again, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, stay well. There are things for you people to be doing on this planet, and we thank you so very much for sharing your time with us.
Thanks for listening to Psychic Night on Ascension Goddess Radio with hosts Elizabeth Harbin and Carrie Glasser. Make your plans now to join us next time on Ascension Goddess Radio.